Online Gaming Radio.
Well, it's better than a fork in the eye. The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
I just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it, watch
it. Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
Thank you. Thank you, Antonica. And now here's one from our new album. I think you'll like it.
Watch yourself. I said, no one messes
no
with
one.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Dwarf, hit it.
Oh, Antonio Bale's got a great rack. Try to touch it, your face, you'll smack. Strong and firm, protect you from attack. Holds all the weapons in the closet in the back. What? What you think I was talking about? It's a weapons rack.
Oh, it's the Jekyll Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
It's time to ditch your raid group. It's time to throw the fight. It's time to rant and rave. It's Jekyll Show tonight.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours of Jekyll Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tongue, I'm not afraid to use it!
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth, debating, old perk and whimsical.
This is what we call Jekyll Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jekyll Silverwing Show for, what is today, September 28th, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker, the dookie, the sailor of fine armor, the girl downstairs, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, Alcantara!
Hail and greetings.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to go in on the in-game chat channel, as a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR Elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquinjena's videos, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today?
Oh, good.
Doing it good?
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Good news? Any good news?
No, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay, we'll talk about it later then.
No.
All right. There is... Let's see here. I was asked to plug the Intrigue Tavern. The Intrigue Tavern is now open. There we go to the feature. Intrigue. There it is. The Intrigue Tavern is open right now. 3 Freedom Road, South Freeport on the Antonia Bill server.
Sounds intriguing.
Intriguing indeed. Indeed!
Even the dog thinks it's intriguing.
Woo! Hey, if Harry says it's intriguing, it's intriguing. It's intriguing to the dog. He wants to know what's going on. Also going on right now is the Incy Wincy Spider. Yeah, Incy Wincy Spider has been going on for about an hour now. For Bale Court. South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server under The Spider. The Spider. Later on this evening, at 8 o'clock, correct me if I'm wrong, I know she's on a every other week schedule, but, you know, I believe it's on this week. Saya's Hammer in Nettleville, Antonia Bale server. Just go to the inn in Nettleville and look up Saya's Hammer. There we go. Equal time for all the RP taverns. I try my best. I try to promote these taverns. If you'd like to see a calendar of all the RP taverns that I'm aware of, you can go to kithacore.org/calendar, or just go to kithacore.org, go to the menu, go to home, and then calendar, and you'll be brought to the calendar. If you have an event you would like placed on the calendar, by all means, let me know. You can send me a you can send me a message in game, Jethel on the Antonia Bale server, or you can email me demon@kithacore.org. That's enough of plugging the calendar.
Why?
Well, it's...
you never have enough time to plug the calendar.
By all means, go to the calendar. Visit kithacore.org. You must. You are now drawn to go see kithacore.org. You must. Compel. Charge.
Jeez.
You are now all coerced and must go visit kithacore.org.
God.
Check out the RP Tavern calendar. Check out Elquinjetta's videos. Check out Jethel's parody songs. There were over 160 of them now.
That's a lot.
Oh, I know. They're not all gems, but they're all there. I do have a few songs that I just, you know, I've mentioned it before. I have a few songs on there I'm just like, oh, maybe I ought to just delete that one.
No, you can't. You can't now.
Oh, I know, I know.
It's part of the cosmos.
Part of the cosmos. What's on the internet stays on the internet in one form or another.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you been to kithacore.org lately and seen the new design? Probably not. I'm guessing that's a no.
Yeah, I know I'm the worst, aren't I?
Well, I can understand you not visiting it every day. I pretty much tell you everything that goes on.
Yeah. I will go look.
Okay.
You change that thing like you know, like all the time.
I know. A work of art is never completed. It's only abandoned. That's the way I feel about kithacore.org. If I stop, I've abandoned it.
You remind me of the Winchester house.
Oh, God. Well, at least ghosts aren't telling me to, you know, redesign it. Well, see, the thing is, the Winchester house, Mrs. Winchester was compelled to add to her house. I'm just changing it. So it would be like if Mrs. Winchester went around, you know, and tore down the house every week and built a new one.
But still, you're still doing stuff to the site.
Yeah. And I like what I'm doing to the site. Sometimes I add something that I don't like and I take it off. Sometimes I find something to the site that I think is really, really cool, and it just doesn't work with my scripting or whatever, which kind of sucks.
I mean, you know, you're creative and all that, but it's just, I don't know.
I know.
It's never the same twice!
The Knights of the Holy Storm had that same problem with me. I started designing their site before I was even in EverQuest.
Really?
Yeah. I was asked to do their design because, well, and my former roommate, the person who got me into EverQuest, knew I liked designing. It's like, hey, take a look at what we got here. How can you jazz it up? And that's what we used to call it. Whenever, a guild or whatever, people used to pay me to do this. It's like, hey, I got this. We think it's okay, but what can you do to jazz it up?
Jazz hands!
No. Jazz hands! Ding, 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 ding. But yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's a hobby. It's what I like to do.
Futzing with code.
Yeah. What the hell? Some people paint. I design the website. Matter of fact, Online Gaming Radio has just approved a design that I built for them. If you'd like to see it, what OnlineGamingRadio.com is going to look like in the future, they're telling me probably this weekend they'll be ready for me to shoot the design over. You can go to kithacore.org/test, and this is what OnlineGamingRadio.com is going to look like after this weekend, I hope. And that's that. I like it. I like the way it came out. Looks pretty spiffy as far as I'm concerned.
Spiffy!
It's spifferific. That's right, you can go to Online Gaming Radio on Facebook. Online Gaming Radio on Facebook. Become a fan. Like them, so it were. Actually, they don't do fans anymore, do they? Now you have to like everything.
It's the same thing.
It's basically the same thing. Well, yeah, you can like Online Gaming Radio and get their updates on your Facebook news thread there. They don't update a lot, but, you know. And Zan and I seem to be the only ones Twittering on the Online Gaming Radio Twitter.
That's true.
You can follow Online Gaming Radio on Twitter by, what is it? I think it's Online Gaming Radio, but without the vowels. Let me check that out.
It's with no A's?
I think so. I think it's Online Gaming Radio without the A's.
Which is weird.
Well,
which I don't understand.
OGR was already taken. From what I understand. OGR was taken and Online Gaming Radio is too long.
Oh boy.
So they just cut the A's out.
That's still weird.
Yeah, I know.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's Online Gaming Radio, but drop the A's.
That's weird.
So if you want to follow that, I mean, I put updates for podcasts and getting people ready for the show and stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Stuff. I do stuff.
You do lots of stuff.
Stuff. And I guess this weekend I'm going to have to go ahead and get our podcast up to date.
You haven't?
Well, they're up to date as of like the 7th.
Ah! That's not very up to date.
Yeah. Well, after Thursday I'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, my store is closing as of the 30th. I'm going to have lots of time to do stuff. But, you know, I plan on going on unemployment for at least a month. I'm taking a vacation. I need one. So, yeah, I'll have lots of time to do stuff. I got email from Department of whatever the hell you call them. Employment Securities. Saying that my application has been processed. I can go ahead and start next week. I can go ahead and start doing my claims, and I'm sure they'll be sending a letter to John, my current boss, just to make sure that he's not going to contest it. He better not. I'll burn his house down.
Hey now.
I know he won't. I'm just saying. So, yeah, I'm going to have lots of time on my hands. Who knows? We may see a lot more parodies in the next month. The house is going to be cleaner.
Have fun with that.
And the boy will learn how to drive.
That's more important.
The boy will drive. Are we sure we want to do this?
Yes.
Positive?
Yes.
All right. No, Cheddarella is asking how can he contest my unemployment. No, it's how I left that determines whether or not I qualify for unemployment security. You know, did I leave amiably? Was I fired? Was I let go because I was stealing? You know, stuff like that. What would disqualify someone from unemployment insurance? Like if I walked up to John, punched him in the face, and he fired me. Sorry, I don't qualify. But yeah, I mean, having no work because, well, the store closed, that's pretty much automatic. That's pretty much automatic acceptance at this point. I know, you're looking real... You're really looking forward to me being home all the time, too, I'm sure. You're gonna love it.
No.
You're gonna wake up, roll over. I'm gonna be there. Well, I would have been there. I would have been there anyway. But then, you know, you're gonna come home at 4. Well,
there he is.
He's always there.
My God, he never leaves. Just imagine if I find something I can make money with online. You'll go nuts. You'll tell me to go out and, you know. Why don't you and Harrison go out and see a movie or something? Please! Get out of the house!
No, I'll just take a 5-pound container of jelly beans and shake it at you by the door and get your interest. And while you're up, you know, kind of jumping around going, yeah, jelly beans, I'll open the door and toss it out and let you go get it. And when you go get it, I'll lock it.
Very nice.
See?
There
it is.
That's
one way to get you out.
But don't worry, I'm one of those guys that I've worked since I was 12. I've not been unemployed for more than a week or two at a time in between jobs.
If it takes longer than that, please do not get depressed.
Oh, I probably will anyway, but don't worry. I'll go stir crazy before I get depressed, and you know I'll just end up, you know, killing you all. But that's okay, honey. If you see me start being fascinated with the knives,
we will take those away from you.
Yeah. No, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, I'd just rather have you put around the house and fix things.
Yeah, not much I can fix, but yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of little doodads and shit you can fix.
Oh, God, she's going to start a honeydew list.
Yes!
Oh, no!
Yep, little things.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so let me check my notes. I did have notes.
You had notes?
I emailed them to you, too.
Oh, yeah. Dead people. Live people.
Dead people, live people. People with birthdays. Ah, there are my notes. So we have birthdays. First off, one of my lifelong friends, I mean, we went to kindergarten together. Unfortunately, moved away in high school, and he's now in Texas. Mike Kinane. It was his birthday, either today or yesterday, something like that. Happy birthday to him. Our buddy HUD. No, wait, is that HUD? Shoot. No, I'm thinking I got the wrong name. God damn it. I think it's HUD. No.
What's the name?
No, I'm sorry, not HUD. It's, Jolynn's husband. Crap. Escobar. Escobar.
Okay.
That's his character in Legion of Kithacor. Escobar. And? Everyone's favorite dev, Domino! Domino's birthday was on the 26th.
It was.
It was.
Want to know how old she is?
You know, she'll probably smack you for even talking about
that. Yeah, you see, I don't want to, you know, see that screen up that says you have been disconnected, and then my not being able to log in.
Yes, I'd be nice with information like that.
Mm-hmm. She's putting exclamation points in the chat windows. So, happy birthday, Mike Kinane, Esquibel, and Domino. Congratulations on living another year. Hang on the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, so happy birthday to you guys. Domino, we love you.
Yep, just remember, Domino, who has your back, okay?
Thanks. Let's see, I can just look it up on Facebook. Let's see, Domino is... Poison dart!
I tried to warn you.
So I have been named Jethel Kiss of Death Silverwing by Chedrella. On Facebook.
Yeah, I think so.
Every single time I come to you and Eric and go, you know who was a really good wrestler and I wish they'd come back? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I was going on and on and on about Luna Vachon a few months ago. And recently I've been telling you about the giant Gonzalez who the Undertaker only came up to his chest.
Yep.
You know those guys? And they're dead.
Not my fault.
Luna Vachon died last month, and the giant Gonzalez died last week. I am the ancient of death, I think. Holy crap.
So if that's the case...
If that's the case, I really love World of Warcraft. You know that? You know what? I love World of Warcraft, and I wish it would make a comeback. Waiting for the vultures. Come on, damn it. Oh, well.
I think it's going to take a few more times. You had to talk about the giant Gonzalez at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
You're hoping to see the fall of WoW.
Okay, Gloria Stewart is dead. That is the actress... who was Rose, old Rose, in the Titanic movie.
Oh.
Yeah, she died of lung cancer this week. Well, I mean, she was 100. It's not a huge surprise, but a loss.
So is Abe Vigoda still alive?
Abe Vigoda is still alive. Let me check. He wasn't on the Wikipedia. I'm sure he would have made Wikipedia. AbeVigoda.com.
I wonder how many hits he gets a week, just people checking to make sure Abe Vigoda is still alive.
I don't know. Abe Vigoda is alive.
Yay!
All right, Abe. That dude's going to outlive us all.
Our weekly highlight, our highlight of the week is going to Abe Vigoda's website to check and see if he's alive.
I'm gonna have to make a skit for that.
I know. We need to.
You know, kind of like the birthday trolls, how the Abe Vigoda Ratongas or something. I don't know. We'll figure out something. And the last death to, notable death, I should say, to report on this week makes our most ironic death ever. Jimmy, Jimmy Heseldon, 62-year-old British businessman, the owner of Hesco Bastion and the owner of the Segway company. Those little two-wheeled thingies there.
Yes.
Plummeted to his death when his Segway malfunctioned and he drove over a cliff.
Dun dun dun.
Killed by his own company. Well, his malfunctioning Segway.
He didn't invent it. He bought the company.
Yeah, he bought the company. The guys that invented it actually are from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yep.
New Hampshire. So, yeah.
Yeah, I read that and went, what?
No, that's irony.
Why did he stay on it? Why didn't he jump off?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know, hon. Maybe he froze in panic or something. But yeah, the dude plummeted off a cliff, ended up in a river, on his Segway. Wow.
Wow.
But if you're going to go, on two wheels is the way, I suppose.
Wonder if that's going to make a thousand ways to die.
Could be. I mean, that's a show we've been watching on Spike lately.
Yeah. Why? I don't know.
There are many ways to die. The fact that we survive, you know, defies all logic. I like this show. It's just... It's kind of like those most daring and most exciting things on reality TV. Except this is how stupid people off themselves. Because they don't do normal deaths. They try to highlight the most stupid ways you could possibly die. And they have a warning on the beginning of the show. Do not try any of the events you're about to see. You will die.
Well, duh. Killed these other people.
Yay for massive stupidity. Woo! Alright, what else we got here? Oktoberfest and EverQuest 2 is going on. You can join the community team on the test copy server this Wednesday and Thursday between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Unfortunately, the party they were having on the Antonia Bale server already passed. They finished it up today at 7.
Well, so how did you like it?
I didn't go.
But you went.
Oh, by
what
the time
was the one you went last night.
You can still go. You can go to Sinking Sands and hit the pad right. It's under the same tent as the same tent as the flying carpet.
Yeah.
To go to Mazul. It's still there, but I'm sure the devs are not there. The devs were supposed to be there until 7, unless they're hanging out and having fun.
Now that's the Oktoberfest party?
Yes. And Cheddarella and Santania are saying that they're there right now. But yeah, the dev team was supposed to leave around 7. I don't know. And Mariana says you can still get party hats.
Okay.
I may check that out just to see what these hats are all about. Hey guys, link the hat. I want to see what this hat is about before I travel all the way over there. I would go, but you know what? I've said it before, I have a hard time doing the show and concentrating on anything in the game, too.
No.
Let's see that. Oh, it's a swashbuckler type hat.
Oh, really?
Yep, you can get a white one and a green one and a blue one, apparently. Probably, maybe red, too, I don't know.
Are they no zone?
Nope, it's attunable, ornate, and heirloom. I'm going to go. I'm going to go and pick one up.
Me too. What the hell?
So we'll check that out.
More stuff to pack rat.
Woo!
God, it's been hot.
Oh, I know. Well, yesterday wasn't really hot. It was just humid.
Yeah, but then all the people we know down in San Diego area in L.A. are, like, cooking.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying it wasn't hot here.
No, but I've never heard it being that hot.
Oh, yeah, California had a freak heat wave. Can we call them freak heat waves anymore? I don't know. Where am I going?
I don't know.
Sands. There we go.
But it was bad.
What did Domino report? 115? Something like that? Or was that Den Mom?
I don't know. It was 117, I thought.
117, wow.
Well, we're up in the 70s here.
Yeah, that's unusual for the end of September. I mean, just the day before, it was the low 60s. Shot up 10 degrees, and it really freaking got humid. Okay, so there's the little light pad there. Visit the community lounge. There we go. So yeah, I want to pick up one of those hats. Only if you can have multiple hats. I have multiple outfits. Gentle is a fashion whore.
I'm picking up one of each color.
What's that?
So I'm picking up one of each color.
Where are they? I'm in the zone now. Oh, there you are.
So, there's a festival guy running around.
Oh, you gotta get him? Okay. Hello, festival guy with a keg. Okay, so there's blue, green, white. These are not no zone, right?
Right.
Okay. Green, white. There you go. So, I got that, and what does this cloak look like? Eh, cloak's okay, I guess.
Now, they got a merchant over here that's got no zone wear.
Yeah, I saw that.
I remember him from last time.
Yeah, I saw that last time there. And you can click on these drinks. What do you do, get drunk on them?
I don't know.
Let's find out. If you're taking a drink.
It says, take a drink, and I receive a special cold ale.
Yeah, I received that.
I've got three of them, and they're no value.
But you can zone with them.
Well, I'm going to try using one.
All right, let me know what happens. And I mean, if it's just going to get you drunk, I have no use for it.
Hang on a second. I've got to.
I came is
Show
saying
illusions.
It's supposed to turn you into a Coldane.
It did.
Okay, well,
I'm a male Coldane. I have male Coldane nipples.
All right. Well, I'm going to pick up a bunch of them. It's a it's an illusion item. Is there an item in game that can turn you into a zombie other than the Halloween stuff?
Just the Halloween stuff that I know of.
Okay, we'll have to wait for Halloween for that. And luckily, it's just a couple weeks away there.
They're no value.
That means you can't sell them.
No, it means that... I guess.
No value means you can't sell it.
What's the one that marks it where if you log out, they...
No zone.
Bye-bye.
No
Not
zone.
No zone.
Yeah, I mean, check out any of the temporary stuff.
No zone means it won't leave the zone. You can have items that
temporary. Temporary. It'll say temporary if you camp out and then it'll disappear. How many of these do I got now? Keep going. just in case, I may as well get a full stack. I mean, what's a full stack? 50 of them? 100?
But I don't know how far these stack to.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Pardon me. But yeah, it was so humid the last few days. I actually had a hard time breathing. You know, the air was just heavy.
And it still is that way. I mean,
it's not as bad as it was yesterday, but still, it's humid. Yeah, I had to turn on the fans in the store again.
I know, but it's September and it's supposed to be fall. And
I know. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna roast.
In the sky. Well, the thing is, the sky has been really kind of weird looking.
Well, I posted on my Facebook 180 degree view. Well, not a 180 degree view, but a view from the east and then a view to the west from outside the store. And the view from the west was just, you know, sun, blue skies, puffy clouds. And then you turn it around to the east and it was just dark and, you know, almost black.
I know.
All right.
But no thunderstorms. You expect some thunderstorms.
Yeah, I was really expecting some.
Nothing. Zippo.
Yeah.
Does it turn you into a male Coldane or a female Coldane?
I would assume male, but...
But I'm female, and it turned me into a male.
All right, let me...
And there's all these Coldanes over here dancing.
All right, let me do the illusion thing. And use one. Nope, I am female. Sony, why do you do this?
Where are you?
I am still at the table.
Which table? The first one?
Yeah, the one by the entrance.
Where are you? I'm looking. And I do not see.
I'm on the other side of the table.
Oh, here you are.
Yeah, for some reason it turns you into the opposite sex.
Nice boobs.
Oh, thanks.
That's funny.
Yeah, and you can pick up no-zone books to throw at people. So you can throw the book at people.
You can throw the book at people.
You can
throw the
book at people.
I like this place.
It's always pretty cool. Santini is throwing the book at me.
You're in trouble now.
Stop throwing the book at me. And the books cannot leave the zone.
Right.
Apparently there is a backpack as well, or is that part of the illusion?
What?
The keg backpack?
I don't know.
I just saw somebody with a keg backpack.
Well, there's a guy running around with the festival clothing.
Yes, but I saw an actual player running around with the...
I don't know.
Well, you have the illusion. Do you have a backpack?
No.
Okay, then it's not part of the thing.
Well, it might be clothing.
I want to inspect
it. Let's see.
Inspect.
In the meantime, while we're doing all this, I don't see it. It's upstairs.
Meanwhile.
So, what did we do this weekend?
We actually had an interesting Sunday. Full of death. Went to go see Resident Evil Afterlife. Pull up to the movie theater to find it with police tape all taped off and a coroner's truck next to the building. Did we actually see a report on what, the official report on what happened?
No, I've never found anything.
I'm going to do a search here real quick. The story we got from someone claiming to be the roommate of the theater manager's girlfriend or something like that says that a security guard accidentally shot himself. Let me see. Regal Theater Guard.
I never found anything. I don't think that's something they really want out. It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I can imagine. But there should be some sort of thing on it.
Who knows?
Let's see. Regal. Marysville. Death.
Jeez.
Oh, there we go.
You did find something.
I did find something, so let me see here. The Marysville Globe covered it.
Really?
So it says here, and I'm reading this for the first time, a death at the Marysville Regal Cinemas over the weekends appeared to be the result of a firearms accident, according to the Marysville Police. Marysville Police Commander Rob...
somebody rather.
Lamoureux... explained 57-year-old security guard at the Marysville Regal Theater never returned home at the end of his shift. When his wife woke the next morning, realized that he wasn't there, she went to the theater to see if he was still around. The man's vehicle was the only one in the parking lot, and the deceased was inside the truck with a gunshot wound to the leg. Detectives were called to investigate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Lemieux noted that the current theory is that at the end of his shift, the man accidentally shot himself with his 9mm handgun that he carried in his briefcase. From there, the bullet severed the femoral artery and he bled to death. So there we go. That's pretty much what we were told by our waitress.
Yep.
And then you cut the femoral artery and that's a pretty quick death.
Yep.
The only thing that would be faster is if, you know, you severed the jugular.
That would be faster?
You know what? It might be the same, actually. Because they both, the femoral goes down, the jugular goes up. Or the carotid, I should say. So, who knows? Maybe the same. What do I know?
So, what did you think of the movie?
Well, we finally
were able to go.
Well, you know, we got turned away by the police, of course, and we had a very nice afternoon with Talaro and her daughter. I had a nice time anyway. We went to their house and sat around and talked for a while, listened to music. Then we went to Applebee's. And then we were finally allowed into the theater. I think it could have been better.
I told you. I tried to warn you.
Well, you know, it was pretty much one of those movies made for the sake of having something in 3D.
Of course. They've already stated that movie was made just for 3D. Everything in the movie is made just for 3D.
So,
meh. Like I said, it's probably going to suck.
I wouldn't say it sucked. It could have been better.
It was a movie just for a prelude for another movie that they're going to have come out.
Could be. I can see Resident Evil becoming the Friday the 13th of this generation. Friday the 13th. Teenagers die so easy.
Of course they do.
So, Resident Evil, meh. Rent it, maybe. I wouldn't pay to see it in the theater. 3D wasn't that great.
Told you.
Oh, well. Hey, live and learn. We wanted to get out of the house. Sometimes you just gotta get... What? Sometimes you gotta get the fuck out of the house. If it means seeing a mediocre movie, then so be it. But we did have a very nice time at, and I can't believe I'm saying nice time in Walmart in the same sentence. We did actually have a very interesting time at Walmart. We went to go get your glasses fixed because one of your nose pads had fallen off.
And that's really hard on your nose. The nose pads is gone and the metal is rusting against the side of your nose, which happens to chew up part of your face.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, although I would have to say as a whole, I want Walmart to, you know, every Walmart in the country to spontaneously explode without anyone in there, of course, you know. But the optometrist was friggin' fantastic. He fixed your glasses. You were kind of bent up a little bit because of the boy. Not caring whether or not you're wearing glasses and, you know.
Yeah.
Bending them all up. But, the optometrist fixed up your glasses. They're looking nice and straight now and everything. And then he turns to me and goes, you know what? Let me fix those for you. Because he thought mine were riding a little low and squishing the sides of my face in.
They were.
Well, I know they were. I'm, you know, gained some weight since I bought them.
That and the bigger pads.
Yeah, and you get the bigger pads, which are supposed to be better for the nose. I'm not noticing, I'm really not noticing any difference that way, personally, but hey, why not? So, yay for the optometrist at the Tulalip Walmart. Him good, Walmart bad.
They're not even part of Walmart over there, are they? The optometrist people?
Mm-hmm, yep. They're hired by Walmart.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Podcast 94 is now up.
SOEs?
Yep. Sony All Entertainment Podcast number 94 up. Adventures at Dragon Con.
Guess I'll have to go listen to that.
Yeah, normally you're the one that mentions that.
Yeah, I've just been sort of... I don't know.
Oh, I know, hon. Yes, there is such a thing as post-artistic depression.
Oh, God.
When a project is finally over and you just don't know if it was worth it. I understand that.
I know, but when I do the music videos, I don't feel that.
You didn't put in the effort in the music videos that you did with... I mean, the artistic... the painting you did and the videos you did were much more involved than any video that you've done for me. I mean, what you've done in those tutor classes just outshines anything you've done for KitTheCore.org. I mean, I'm certainly not berating the music videos you've done for us, but it's just the effort you put into the tutor videos. I mean, look at it this way. The music videos you do for me.
Yeah, I have something to go by. I have something that says, okay, this is what it's about.
Right. And the videos that you did for the tutor, they're all you. This is you poured into it.
A lot of times I didn't even know what I was going to do until the next lesson came out, and then I'd have to sit and think about it going, okay, well, I've done this up to this point. I'm supposed to do this for this. How can I get from point A to B this time? And then I'd have to sit and think on it for sometimes almost, till the last minute and go, okay, this is what we need to do.
But, that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of you
and
being put into this.
Poised every week for a new run at it. I may have a great idea come in and, okay, this is what I'm going to do next and have it all done and up by the weekend. So I have a few days to just sort of kick back and skate and wait. But that's the thing. I was waiting and then I'd get another one. And now it's like
now
nothing.
It's over.
So, I don't know. I've just been drained. Totally, completely
it is.
Drained.
It is. I mean, I've been where you are now. I mean, how many times have I said over the years, just the years that you've known me, that I'm going to hang up the mic, no one likes what I'm doing, just forget it, How many times have you heard me say that?
A lot, and I keep telling you you're wrong and keep going.
So I've been where you are now, hon.
Okay. I've just never been here before.
Yeah. It sucks, doesn't it?
I don't like it.
It sucks when you have that self-doubt.
Oh, I've had a lot of self-doubt through the whole thing. Lots. Lots! Especially since I'm coming totally off the... out of left field.
Yeah. And me telling you how good your videos are and what a great job you did... I'm biased. So you're not going to take it seriously.
I do. But then,
you take it with a grain of salt.
I know you love me and you may not tell me 100%.
I mean, am I ever going to come up to anything that you've done and go, hon, that really sucks?
No,
I'm not going to do that. So, deep in your mind, you can't trust me to give 100% honest opinion. Even if you believe that I'm telling you the truth, there's something in your mind going, he's just saying it because he loves me. I understand that, hon. I've been there.
Oh, it's not that I don't believe you and I don't think what you're saying is true. It's just that it's not unbiased. It's not,
I know.
And anybody who has not been checking in on these videos and watching them as they go along, if they just pop in and start watching them, they're going to really think I've lost it. Honestly,
oh my
I think
God!
So.
Mask is here. Now he must die. Nope. I'm sorry. This is the son of Mask. M-A-S-Q-E. M-A-S-Q-E. This is son of Mask. Elgin, get him.
Who? What about the dwarf contest?
I was going to announce that after we came back, but that's all right. The voting is over. Name that dwarf. We have a winner. We have a winner for Name That Dwarf. Let me get the page up. Let's see here. Contest. Name That Dwarf. There we go. We had a number of entries. Some of them are good. Some of them made me groan. I cast in my vote. I only voted once. And the winner of Name That Dwarf... Let's scroll down and get the name here. Ah, damn it. There we go. The winner is Ariel from the Everfrost server, who has named our Dwarven Guard Jethro Back in Time. In fact, yeah. I'm going to port over to the Guild Hall and put that name above the dwarf right now. There we go, zoning into the Guild Hall. And I will send a message to Ariel. I don't think she's in the channel, otherwise she would have probably cheered.
Or squealed.
Or squeed, or something like that. But I will send her a message.
A lesson. A lesson.
Gonna teach her a lesson.
Oh no, we got you have tutor on the brain. Ha ha ha.
Lesson 5.
He is having another course after this sometime.
Oh, that'd be cool. Alright. God, there are my Saturdays again.
No, I don't know if I have it in me to do anymore, and I just don't. I mean, I don't think so.
We'll find out.
Not without repeating myself.
There we go.
Unless he does something like sculpture. I don't know.
Okay, so the Dwarven Guard at the Legion of Kithagor Guild Hall Bank is now named Jethro Back in Time. So congratulations to Ariel at... What is this? Giant napkin. Is that a napkin?
He's muttering.
Okay. Anyway... Congratulations to Ariel on the Everfrost server. I will send Ariel a message asking her to give me his or her, it doesn't say. Sounds like a her. Real mailing address so I can send them some stuff from the...
Stuff.
Stuff.
One of the things I think we're going to give them is Sony has sent me a couple... Sony Online Entertainment EverQuest 2 hibachis.
Okay.
You know what a hibachi is?
Yeah, I know what a hibachi is. I thought those were cute.
Yeah, it was. They were made for the block party a few years back. They sent me like two of them, so I'll send them one.
Okay.
And
because you thought their idea was hot?
Yeah, sure, that's it. I want to get rid of them. Yes, it's the EQ2 portable spit. Yeah, that's it. And, I'll send the... it's got charcoal in it. It's a portable grill, basically. I'll do that, and I'll ask... I will ask Ariel to respond back with a t-shirt size, and if we have one, I'll send that as well.
That'll be good.
Okay, I think it's time we took a music break.
You just want to give them a hot time.
A hot time in the old town tonight. Batman reference.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson. The Joker.
I know that one.
Okay, well, I stumped Talaru with this one earlier. You know what? We're going to do this when we get back. We'll make it a contest for this week. I'm going to have a movie quote. I will be quoting the movie. I won't be playing a clip. I want people to tell me what movie it's from, and the winner will get something from the swag box. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a music break, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Hooray.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethro Silverwing Show right after this break.
This is a Knoll.
And this is a drunken dwarf getting his face eaten off by a badger.
Oh, badger! Get it off my face! Oh! Oh! Badger attack!
You're listening to Jethro Silverwing right here on Online Gaming Radio.
All right, we have returned.
We have?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm back.
I never left.
You've been broadcasting the show this entire time without me?
No, I've just been sitting here.
Oh, okay.
Waiting. Alone. In the dark.
No!
Well, you don't let me have any lights on down here, see?
With the sneezing cat.
It's dark.
With the sneezing cat of doom! Who was that, Mario? I heard.
Yeah.
What the hell is it with him lately?
I don't know. Maybe he's got allergies, you know? Maybe he's allergic to humans.
He's allergic to the boy. Well, I heard from Ariel from the Everfrost server. She's on now. She's chatting away in the channel there. And I informed her that she was the winner of Name That Dwarf! And she's going to go ahead and send me her mailing information, and I'll send her stuff. Stuff. We have stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
I'll be glad when you get rid of all the stuff, there'll be room again.
We ain't got that much stuff.
Well, how come every time after the show when I go to bed, I have to move the stuff off of the bed in order for me to
looking
go to bed?
For stuff.
You've plopped all the stuff on the bed.
Stuff.
I really don't want to go sleeping in all the stuff, so.
You want to sleep in my stuff, I know it.
No.
That could have been taken the wrong way.
I know.
Ah, boy.
Yes?
Alrighty. Now. Before we left, I said I was going to do a movie quote.
Yep.
And the first person I see in the chat channel to name the proper movie, the correct movie, will win something from the swag box. Might be a t-shirt. Might be a pen. Might be one of those hibachis. I don't know. Pick something randomly. Now, I stumped Talaru with this while we were at Walmart. So, Talaru, you are not allowed to win this. Because she already knows it now. Okay, here comes the movie quote. This is the really real... This is the really real world. There ain't no coming back. This is the really real world. There ain't no coming back. So, first person that comes up with the movie that is from will get random crap from the swag box. Waiting to see if anyone's actually going to get that. I can
say
hear.
It again.
I can hear Google going now.
Say it again.
This is the really real world. There ain't no coming back.
Oh, frig. I think I even know.
Akemi got it first. Akemi got it. That's from The Crow. Is that what you were thinking, hon?
Yeah.
All right, Chatterella came in just behind Akemi, but I'm sorry, I saw Akemi first. Yep, they're duct taping. What the heck was his name? Can't think of the character's name. Not Fun Boy. Fun Boy got killed with that little girl's mom. But anyway.
Anyway,
they're duct taping this guy to the to his T-Bird. Oh, that I think that was his name, T-Bird. That's what they called him.
Anyway,
they're duct taping the guy, and he recognizes the Crow as Eric Draven. He's like, hey, I know you, but you can't be you. We killed you. We threw you through the window. This is the really real world, man. There ain't no coming back. So, yeah. So, Akemi won that one. Akemi, send me an email at demon@kithacore.org. Demon@kithacore.org. I will put that on here. Demon@kithacore.org. There you go. Demon@kithacore.org. Go ahead and send me an email on that with your real mailing address and your t-shirt size. If I have a t-shirt to match your size, I'll send that along with a random item from the swag box. Random item from the swag box.
I'll make sure it's not one of his, you know, used pair of socks that end up getting tossed in there, too, okay? So no sending out just odd pairs of used socks, okay?
Come on, the people here want my used underwear!
I don't think so, honey.
No? Okay.
No.
Probably a lot like Brass's used up coffee mug or something like that. You could probably get drunk just by looking at it.
Depends what she had in it.
Well, actually, she has her own mug now.
Yes, she does.
We sent her a mug that has Mount Rainier on it, and she says that she gave Ashlane back her coffee mug, so now she has her own.
Something to remind her of Washington.
Yes. Besides the miniature mosquito trap. Have the boy go in the tote that I brought home with me so you can see that mosquito trap. I brought it home with me.
All right, I will.
All right, fine.
I thought it was cute. I've seen them.
Oh, okay, fine. It's a miniature bear trap, but the things don't have teeth. Spring-loaded. It's just called the mosquito trap. Hey, what the hell, it works. Actually, I don't know if it works. I haven't tried it yet. Brass hasn't told me that she's tried it yet, so. I can see her using it. I can see her setting it up on her desk. with a little sticky note. And don't touch my crap. I can see her doing it. Domino's rolling her eyes right now, I can tell. She's rolling her eyes like, God, don't give her any ideas. Leaving it on Smedley's chair.
Oh.
That's a Smedley trap.
Oh, God.
Not that I would ever put any ideas into anyone's head.
I wouldn't do that.
Ha ha ha.
Thought I was giving him the eye.
So what else did we do this week? You can't say stuff.
Junk.
No, junk. I get my adornment up to 400.
Woo!
That means I can do...
Adorning!
Yep.
You're
adornings that count.
You're adorable.
Oh, thanks. My transmuting is already maxed, so that means, you know...
Now it's adorning time.
Yeah. 400 is not max. 450 is max, but I have no more books to do. So I need to just kind of hit the adorner guy to finish it off and... Start, you know, all the gear that you get that's treasured, don't
Don't toss it. Send it to Elk and Jenna.
Yeah, and I'll eat it and we'll make some stuff.
Stuff.
Just gotta figure out which stuff to make.
Hmm. See, what did you give me already? Let's see here.
I just gave you something I don't know.
Trying to think where I put it. Oh yeah, I put it on the my Eagle's Talon.
Yeah, well, there's something better.
Hmm. I have the Scintillating Adornment of Critical Chance. So it adds 2.9% crit chance.
There's better ones.
Well, hey, it was from you. So let's see, so my crit bonus right now stands at 2230. No, I'm sorry, that's crit bonus. My critical chance is now at 80.1%.
We can do better.
And my double attack bonus, my double attack percentage is at 78.1.
We can still do better.
I know we can do better. All right, let's see.
What you need to do is go to the broker and start looking up...
see what adornments I want and tell you?
Yeah. At least along the same lines. And some adornments can only go certain places.
Yeah, I know. The one you gave me can only go on... wrists... What the hell was it? Wrists, ranged, primary, secondary, or leggings, I thought.
Yeah.
So I put it on my bow. Yeah, what the hell? Something I don't think I'm going to be upgrading out of anytime soon.
At least for now.
Hmm. How many of those damn marks do I have? Not nearly enough.
I know. I don't understand that.
I have 56 marks. The bow I want is like 450 marks. Holy fucking god. But, you know, like I keep saying week after week, I'm not really raiding or hunting much anymore, so what I have is good enough for now. It gets me where I want to be. And killing the things I want to kill. I now go on and do the daily mark thing from the guy in Painio.
Oh, you can get a mark from the guy up there? Oh yeah, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you have the daily run there where you go fight the panda champion.
You only get one, don't you?
Yeah, it's one, but hey, it's easy. But, you know, you got a spot there where you got to go over to the Toxolia area and kill 10 worms and those guys, you know. I'm pretty much killing them on the first shot now, so I'm good.
Wow, okay.
If not the first shot, then the second one usually brings them down.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm doing pretty good.
I forget about that.
Is there anything you want to announce? Anything you want to talk about, maybe?
No, not yet.
No? You sure? Okay.
Why? You want to, don't you?
I think it's great.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm looking for the information so I can tell everyone the information. Hold on. Okay, here we go. October 23rd, the tutor... He's going to be holding a gallery for his students in Hollywood, California, at the Paul Gleason Theater. And Elkin Jenna's art is going to be featured.
Along with all the other students.
Along with all the other students. And she's going. Elkin Jenna Silverwings going to Hollywood, baby!
Jeez. He thinks it's so great just because it's in Hollywood. Now, the tutor is, you guys would know him better as Terrence Sadunich, who is the co-creator of Repo, the generic opera.
Repo, the genetic opera.
Why do I always say generic?
I don't know.
Genetic.
The genetic opera.
Another thing, if you guys have not seen You need to see Repo.
Blessed be you on the concrete below.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing his own series of indie comics called The Molting.
The Molting.
Yeah, number 5 is going to be coming out probably in the same time as the Tudor Gallery.
The Molting.
I read the ones that you got. They're pretty good.
Now, this little black box theater that they're holding it at is on Hollywood Boulevard. A few blocks down to the west of Hollywood and Vine.
Yep, man. Oh, Elkin's going.
That's a, you know, worries me a little bit. See, I've been to Hollywood and Vine once in my life, and I thought, oh, wow, it's great. We're in the car. We're driving. And go, oh, my God, we're in Hollywood and Vine. And they go, yeah, we ain't stopping. Well, what do you mean? You don't want to stop here. There's nothing but drug dealers and hookers down here. I'm like, oh, really?
Hey, now I'm going. No.
Which is really sad, because all I ever heard growing up, you know, was everything was centered around Hollywood and Vine. That was the heart of Hollywood.
Well,
and, you know,
yeah, I mean, that's where all the actors got their drugs. That's where the actors got their drugs.
No. No, 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 no. See, all the major studios had offices and shit there.
Mm-hmm.
And not anymore. But I've been reading in the last 10 years or so, since year 2000 or, well, 1999, they've been working on cleaning up the area.
Kind of like a Central Park project, huh?
I guess so. Because you see, Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood and Vine, Hollywood Boulevard and Vine, that's the Walk of Stars. That's where they have all those stupid stars in the sidewalks down there. All along
the
Hollywood
Theater.
Boulevard. Yes, and Grauman's Chinese Theater is down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Yep, Chad's saying it's not like that anymore. Lots of tourists and they're cleaning up. It's good, because I was really depressed when I was told you're not getting out of the car. I was like, what?
You ain't getting out of the
My
car.
My only chance to be in Hollywood, and I'm not eating. I just get to drive by? What?
Don't get out of the car. You get out of the car, you ain't coming back.
You know, and I'm staring out the window going, yeah, there's hookers, and that looks like a bunch of drug dealers, and it was kind of dirty down there. I was like, ew.
Hookers.
But that was like, oh, Christ, in the 80s.
Maybe the drug dealers and hookers are on the tour of Hollywood.
Hmm.
And over to your left, you'll see a crack whore. Wave hi to the crack whore, hon.
Hi, crack whore. Chad Sarin, the area still houses many pre- and post-production companies. Prop houses, etc. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Special effects places, probably makeup too. But
excellent, Smithers.
I don't know what's the big deal about going to Hollywood. You know, it's not as big as it used to be.
Where do you want it to go, Bollywood?
No.
Oh, no, you want to go. Don't you want to go swim in the Ganges?
No. Are you kidding? Typhoid Mary lives in the Ganges.
Mm.
But it'll be interesting, I guess.
You're
going to have
fun.
Ted's going to... I'm going down with a friend who made it possible. He's got air miles. I gave him all I had. Anyway. And Chad's going to grab us, and three of us are going to go. We're going to have a little on, you know.
Good.
Going.
Excellent.
So if any of you other ones live down in the L.A. area want to go, let me know. We'll
and
cut,
any of you folks from Sony?
Yeah, I would like to see your support. You guys live down that way.
Yeah, you guys like live there. Like, go sad.
San Diego's not any farther than from driving from here to Seattle. It's an hour. Maybe hour and a half.
Go see it. Go hang out with El Quinjena, Chadrella, and our buddy, who's going?
Greg.
Greg the nerd. Greg the tech guy. Tech guy. Elkin General have an entourage.
Entourage.
So get your big ass glasses and a glittery shirt on and more. You know what? Maybe you get picked up by E.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, they'll put anyone on TV. All you got to do is go down to Hollywood and Vine, punch someone in the face.
No, thank you.
If you see Paris Hilton, punch her in the face.
No, she's detained in Japan.
And then E will see you do it, be like, coming this fall.
Oh, there was another thing I read.
What's that?
There's a lot of cameras all along Hollywood Boulevard keeping eyes on the Walk of Fame, the stars, and the cement. Because
mm-hmm.
then they've had problems of vandalizing people coming along and stealing these things. Those stars are like 300 pounds. But they get them loose and they take them.
Well, I don't think the stars themselves are 300 pounds.
And maybe they're all on the cement.
The whole block.
Well, they take the whole friggin' block then.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah. How else?
There's
no other way of taking it, you know.
Well, probably easier than trying to chip the star out of there.
So, but yeah. I'm trying to find out which stars are close to the, where we're going, which is this 6,500 block. Look like Gene Autry's down there, one of his stars. I can see he's got five.
Mm-hmm.
Because each star could be, you could have a star for being in TV and one for being in movies and another star for radio.
Yeah.
And another one for theater and one for music. So theoretically, you could have five stars.
Wow.
So... not that I'm going to go up and down the street looking at all the stars, but it'd be interesting to see which ones are right there.
Well, tell you what, take a picture of Vince McMahon's star for me.
I don't even know where his is. I'll have to go look him up and see where he's at.
Television.
No, I mean, which part of the road? I mean, the boulevard.
Chetarella says to check the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce website. They have a map.
I have. I'll go back there and pull up the map. I was looking for the map. I couldn't find it. All I found was a search engine where you can look up a person's name, and they'll tell you where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found another one that has a listing of all the stars, and then it tells where they're at. So. We'll go from there. That'll be interesting.
You'll have fun. I know you will.
Yeah, three of us will have fun no matter what. I'm just not certain about this whole gallery thing, to tell you the truth.
Oh, have fun.
Oh, I will. It's either that I'll lurk in the shadows. We will lurk in the shadows and put the fear in the hearts of men.
No. When you see yours, you're going to go, "Woo! That's mine, baby!" And make a lot of noise.
No, I am not.
We'll get Ched with those air horn things. And,
yeah. No!
Confetti thing.
Stop it.
I am being informed that Sias Hammer is open in Nettleville tonight. Nettleville off of South Kinos on the Antonio Bale server. You just go down to the inn and look up Sias Hammer.
Sias Hammer.
Milk bar.
What?
They got a milk bar.
Oh, the milk bar, yes. Well, you can try Sias Milk Plus. Milk plus what? Plus excitement. Actually, I think it's milk and hard liquor.
Wouldn't that curdle the milk?
I have no idea. Well, you know what? Sometimes you just have to say it's a fucking game. It's freaking role play, baby.
Well, Ched's saying they already put some of my bits in the promotional one. Well, they did with everybody. Everybody's who had videos turned into that point had some part of theirs put in.
Mm-hmm. So, nothing else. I just want you to go there and have fun.
All right.
Have fun with it.
I will.
And then you can have bragging rights that your stuff was seen in Hollywood. Where mine has not. So you'll one-up me on that one.
Not by much.
Your stuff will be seen in Hollywood. Mine will not.
I take down a laptop, put your stuff on it, hold it out to the street, and then I can say yours has been seen in Hollywood, too. That's it. I'll bring it up on my phone.
I'll have you bring a big old cardboard cutout of the Jethel character that I made in 3D. And then you can take a picture of it with a Hollywood sign in the distance.
Oh, God.
Jethel goes Hollywood.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Heck, we could just get a picture of the Hollywood sign and Photoshop you, and that'd be just
Well, I can do that. God. But the real one would be nice.
That's... Anyway. I don't even know... I can't remember if you can see it from Hollywood and Vine. Probably.
I have no
idea. I don't know.
New idea. So. Yes. And other non-sequiturs.
I have work for you to do tonight.
I know. Well, I'm going to do some voiceover work.
Really quick.
Yep, there shouldn't be any problem. And, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. We are going to start a new annual tradition.
What?
And we're going to have you, the listeners, and the gamers, and the, you know, the people out there participate. This year, we're going to hold... You know how they have the Emmys, and then the Academy Awards, and wrestling even has their version. It's called the Slammies.
Yeah.
I think we ought to get together, and we should make the Stabby Awards. The Jethel Silverwing Stabby Awards for outstanding work in EverQuest. So these awards will be for the Sony folks. So, like, we can have people nominate, like, the biggest badass-looking sword. No, not the best sword in the game, but this is the badass-looking sword. You know, something like that. You know, we'll have different categories. We're going to have to come up with this stuff. You know, we'll work on it. We'll get everyone involved when it actually happens. But then, you know, we'll have people nominate the item or the category or whatever. And then I'll find out, you know, let's say someone says, let me just bring something up here, I guess. We'll say that someone says the chain vest of the beam handler is the best-looking tunic in the game. It is. Not as far as I'm concerned, but you know, just using it as an example. We'll say someone nominates, you know, that, you know, and if it wins, we'll find out who designed it.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the stats. I'm talking about, you know, the artwork involved. You know, who designed this? You know, whose idea was it? Here you go. And then we will present them with the... with the Stabby Award for the best tunic or whatever. Well, yeah, we'll come up with some categories and we'll have people nominate and then we'll put it to a vote. What do you think?
Oh, we can try.
The Stabby Awards! And then I'll make up a graphic to send the person. Like, you have won the Stabby Award! And we'll be like Cheez-It on top of a little statue, you know, statue podium. Flailing about and holding a little dagger in his hand.
Stabby!
You know, that kind of thing. So, I think we're going to do that. I'm going to come up with some categories. We'll have people nominate and vote. And we'll have a good time. And I think people will enjoy it.
Ookie.
I think so. I might even put in there the best fan site.
Ookie.
We'll see. And people are asking, have I jumped off the skiff today?
Yeah, you haven't jumped off the skiff today.
All right, let me go back to my house.
We need to have him jump. Jump off the skiff!
Aerithul. noble paladin that he is, was visiting my house the other day. And he jumped off the skiff and ended up in the common lands. And he's like, woo, I'm in the common lands. I'm like, you're in enemy territory!
She
drew his sword. He's like, I'll smite them all.
And we haven't heard from him since.
Haven't heard from him since? Okay, so I'm in my house now. My skiff, I should say. I'm going to try to get past the trees. I'll just move that tree, run past it, and hit escape. There we go. Now let's jump off and see where I land today. Nice and sunny up here. And here we go, jumping! Yay! Falling.
And splat! Gonna,
and survey says the common lands.
Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun.
No, I'm in enemy territory. Bastards.
Hey, well, at least you didn't land in front of Skyfire.
Yeah, you mean Vision's Peak?
Yep.
I can do without that.
Any day that you do not land in the, on the doorstep of Vishon's Peak is a good day.
Right? Oh, yeah. I now look for that. You know, I checked the now receiving zone information. Okay, where am I going? Ah, crap, Skyfire. Or where, Jarthus Waste. You know, whatever the hell it says.
We still call it Skyfire. We'll always
and call it Skyfire. If it says I'm going there, I'm like, and I get myself ready. Okay, time to run.
Hit the run key as soon as I land. Now for you. Yes.
So. Alrighty, well, I think we're done for the night. Ran out of stuff to talk about.
Stick a fork in it.
Yeah, stick a fork in it. I think we're done. But yeah, I'll post on the website when we get the Stabby Awards
up and running,
up and going, and get some categories and stuff.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna log off. You want me to use some voiceover stuff?
Yeah, I do.
I think I'm gonna relax in front of the TV for a bit. I'm a little tired. And you IM'd me what you need me to record.
Something around those lines, yes.
Okay. I'll do that as soon as we log off here. All right, folks.
Remember, I have a time constraint.
Yeah, 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, or less.
All right, no problem. Okay, folks, this has been the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 28th of September, 2010. What have we learned this week? Not a much. That's all
that
right.
That if you
though.
Go to a 3D movie that's generated for 3D,
probably gonna suck.
Probably gonna suck.
But you know what though? I enjoyed Sunday as a whole.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. We went out, we hung out, went out to eat, stuff like that. We had a good time. I enjoyed it. All right, that's it. We'll see y'all next week. Gentle Silverwing Show, kitthecore.org, onlinegamingradio.com, and I'll get our podcast up to date this weekend. Good night, everyone.
Well, that's it. You wasted another night tuned into the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
And I'm Cheesehead Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio, IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Gentle Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So,
For the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.